Classic hip hop, cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight up production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fat and we're ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow, Grandmaster Cash and Cool Herc. Used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck an MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip-hop? You suck a sold out art form and sell it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking chord. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop,
cause the real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Oh, Matthew live.
Huh?
Letting you know you live.
Letting everybody know that our special guest couldn't call in, so we're gonna play some music and we're gonna take some callers. So we're gonna start off by playing Blue Faces by Tonio.
You're like me, man. I love the game. I love the hustle, man. You feel like one of them ball playing niggas, you know? Like Bird or Magic or something. Yeah, you know a nigga got dope. A nigga could leave and sleep. But if I leave,
I'm on the grind, I've been thugging on the block, getting it. Don't need cable, cause my life is my television. These boys talk about grinding, but hustle, get it in. Pushing that heavy flow, time to bring the skills in. I stay gassing in the booth, call me propane. Music heavyweight, selling tracks like a dope man. Cut holes sharper than the razor blade. Buck 50 trill with this shit, and only real niggas can fuck with me. I'm addicted to getting money, that's my life. And I'ma keep it 100, still living that that's real life. My belly full, but I'm still grabbing another plate. And I'm a boss like a scale, my name whole weight. I got the city on my back, boy, I'm from the A. My blood type is money and my DNA is paid. Go get a bitch's money in the spot. Music trapping, track whipping, straight.
All I want is blue faces,
money conversations. My wifey by my side, taking trips in foreign places. All I want is blue faces, diamonds shining on a nigga. Samir's on continues, watch me grind on a nigga. All I want is blue faces, money conversations. My wifey by my side, taking trips in foreign places. All I want is blue faces, diamonds shining on a nigga. Samir's on continues, watch me grind on a nigga. All I want is blue faces. They say the money talks, so I'ma keep talking. They say money got legs, so I'ma keep walking. They say money rule the game, so I'ma keep rolling. And money make it cock the hammer back and keep shooting. I'm geeked up, fuck boy, bitch, I'm about whatever. Up in Colorado, get money in this snowy weather. I cut the middle man out and I went to the bosses. Cause it's just not checkers, I'm taking the loss. I'm trying to cop me a Rolly, ice all frosty. Flicking up in VIP with skies where they said they saw me. Like Nipsey Hussle, I've been grinding all my life. Trying to take a bag and double up and flip that bitch twice. Under the street lights, grinding since the East Bills. Man, that's fucked up. Rest in peace to that nigga Skrill. Blue faces, diamonds shining on a nigga. The marathon continues, watch me grind on a nigga. Blue faces, money conversations. My wifey by my side, taking trips in foreign places. All I want is blue faces, diamonds shining on a nigga. The marathon continues, watch me grind on a nigga. All I want is blue faces, money conversations. My wifey by my side, taking trips in foreign places. All I want is blue faces, diamonds shining on a nigga. The marathon continues, watch me grind on a nigga. All I want is blue faces.
You back live.
Yeah, that was Tony Levi, from Aurora, Colorado, Blue Faces. Yeah. But can we play Pete Sinister, Blood, Sweat and Tears?
Okay, you wanna get to a few callers real quick?
Yeah, let's take a call then.
419-901.
Yo, it's Tony Storm, man, calling from the south side of Tuyo this time, you know, at my crib, not at my baby mama's house, on the west side. I'm on the south. What's going down with y'all?
Yo, what's up, Tony?
Oh, man, chilling, man. I'm working on this song, and I almost didn't respond, but I'm like, hold on, this is the perfect time for me to call, because look, I was about to press record. I just got me a MacBook. I didn't realize GarageBand sounded so good. And I know how to mix, so I'm about to do my first song on there, but would you mind if I did my little take that I was about to do on the mic? Can I do it for y'all? I can spit it or no?
Spit it. Do whatever you want to do.
All right, here you go. 75, yeah. You want a feature, 75, yeah. You want a verse, give me 75, yeah. Yeah, they gon' fill me with the dead or alive. Yeah, humble as fuck with my head in the clouds. Yeah, I'm gonna be ready for settling down. Yeah, I turn it around, bitch, settling brown. Yeah, I'm settling in without settling down. Yeah, they picking up without putting down. Yeah, police are I'm not fucking around. I keep a bitch, I'm not fucking around. Don't call my phone, I'm not fucking around. Don't call your bitch, cause I'm fucking around. What about that bitch, I'm fucking around. Who can I trust? Whoa! Hold on. Yo, yeah. Over my pants and I'm fucking around. Cocaine like Tony all up in the pile. Kidney with soda, it bubble up pile. It's jumping on out. I don't got no time to play no NBA 2K. Cause I'm balling on these bitches like the NBA 2K. Oh, hold on, man. What the fuck, man? I gotta put that down. That gotta come out fast, man. I'm sorry, man, but I'm still excited cause I just wrote it. God damn. How y'all just in school or what?
That was cool, man.
That was cool. Thanks, man. I appreciate it, man. I got to put this sauce and drip on them, man. God damn, and I appreciate y'all letting me do that, but I got to get back into this block, and I got to lock back in. Hey, man, look, yesterday, look, I'm going to show you some real life shit, bro. It's like the more you get away from the bullshit, the people you thought knew you is going to treat you like you're acting different. But, bro, I'm just backing away from the bullshit. I can rap about what I want because it's on my record, bro. My motherfucking reputation solidified. So on top of that, bro, I go to the motherfucking store, and I buy a motherfucking Biggie shirt with a nice little outfit with some Air Maxes and shit, and I'm like, okay, get the Biggie shirt, go out to the show, do a little promotion or whatever. Man, I fuck around getting a lift, and I go in the damn Best Buy to buy the fucking MacBook so I get my studio going, because it's a long story, but my fucking laptop that I was using, I fought with my girl, and she didn't want to give me my laptop cord. So I'm like, fuck, I can't, they need to sell the cord to my old-ass laptop, so I got to buy a MacBook. So I'm buying the MacBook. I'm taking so long. They taking so long to give me customer service that the dude ended up having to come in the store. When he come in the store, they scare him up with a Biggie shirt about the goddamn car, man. So then I don't know until I get home. So I go back to the store today, and I'm buying some more shit. They don't got no more Biggie shirts. That was the last one they had. But guess what's playing on the goddamn store's radio? Sky is the motherfucking limit, bro. I'm talking about why I'm looking for this shirt. I'm like, yo, you, what is that playing? They turned it up. And it's Biggie. I said, wow. We don't got no more of the shirts, though. But they didn't know, you know what I'm saying? They didn't realize, you know what I'm saying? But I knew. I got the chills, bro. And I was at the checkout, and I'm swiping this shit. I'm like, man, this shit, I'm supposed to be doing this, bro. I'm supposed to be doing this music shit for real. And I feel like it really was like a confirmation to the information I already know. The street's not for everybody. The street's not for me. The street is for some guys, but that's for the guys that don't got no other crafts and other things they can do. You know what I mean? Because that's a craft for a nigga that don't got nothing else to do. But, man, if you got any kind of skills, any kind of talent, man, any kind of vocal, motivational skills, you can talk on the mic, whatever, you can do that, man. You can DJ. And that's all I really want to say, bro, because for the fact that I was looking for that Biggie shirt and the shirt was gone but the song was playing, that was confirmation to something. I don't know what it was, but my skin started to crawl when I heard it. Like I got the bumps. I said, wow. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I'm going to get back on this song, bro. But when I heard, when that shit happened, bro, I was mad as fuck because they stole my shirt. I'm like, let me go buy a new shirt. You know, I'm thinking they got a bunch of them. It was the one with the Biggie crown on it, but it was a real cool artistic one. Like, it was like, you just put a bunch of colors in a fucking bucket, and you threw them on the wall, and they popped up on the wall, but in the shape of Biggie with that crown on and different colors. I had the Air Maxes to match it with the red motherfucking jeans, the red shorts. I'm like, man, this shit hard as fuck. As soon as I went in that Best Buy store, somebody followed me from the mall, or the Lyft driver fucked around and did it and acted like he didn't know. So I don't know, bro. Either way, I went back today and got some cool shit again. But it's just like, yo, man, I'm doing this music shit, man. I can't sell nothing. It even got so real for me that, man, I'm going to keep it always funky with you, man. It got so real with me that one of my ex-girls called me about something, and I called my people, and they said they had it, but they never brought it. But then, look, she called me cussing me out, but I didn't have it. Don't you know that if I had it, that could have been the last move? But it didn't. He didn't have it. He didn't bring it. And that was the one thing that I need to fucking confirm this shit. Like, nah, bro, you ain't supposed to be fucking around with nothing out here, man. Do this rap shit, bro. You got this rap shit. Do the beats. Do the rhyme. So, you know what I mean? I don't mean to be talking y'all ear off, so I'm going to get back on this shit I was doing. But I really appreciate y'all's time, man.
Yeah, all right, brother. Keep holler at me on Facebook. Really?
Which one? Who are you?
Oh, I'm at.
Oh, I didn't even do it yet. I already talked to you before. I just never got to see. I've been busy making songs, man. Yeah. Just ripped my mind.
Yeah, so hit me up. And thanks for supporting
Okay, for
show.
Sure. Yep. One.
Yeah. Yep. Peace. Yeah, can we take another caller?
702-986.
Hello, OMS. This is Princess of New Hood. How are you?
How you doing, Princess? What's going on?
I'm doing good, trying to stay out this heat. It is triple digits out here in Nevada. It's just too much, you know, but God is good. You know, he woke me up this morning.
You know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
God is always good.
I just wanted to, yes, all the time. I just wanted to call in and tell you guys, that I am an official booking agent member for Savage Life Entertainment, and I will be having access to events, shows, music played on Webby's radio station, on Savage Life Radio. So if any artists are interested, they do need serious inquiries, and it's going to be very beneficial. We are in the mix of a lot of events, especially coming this way. They will be in California soon. So any artists looking to perform or even be a part of their headlines, please contact me as soon as possible. If anyone's looking for any special guests, any interviews, let me know. We can grab some people from out there and have them on Blackout Radio as well.
Yeah, that's what's up. Networking. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Keeping hope alive, you know what I'm saying? To underground artists. You're heard on Blackout Radio. Success story, you know what I'm saying? Entrepreneur. This is what we're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Don't let this coronavirus stop you from doing what.
Oh, yeah, no. Of course not.
That's why I tell everybody, don't make this excuse. You know, not do anything, you know, sit around. That's what I'm saying. She just confirmed it. You know what I'm saying? She gave me an opportunity. And then she said, serious inquiries. You heard what she said?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Very
so
serious. Very.
To associate with business and what's that, you know what I'm saying? So coming in correct.
Exactly. Please, please. This is very good opportunity for you guys.
That's right. You got 15 minutes of fame, so why are you going to come? You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. You got an opportunity. You're going to do it. That's what I'm saying. Take your time before you call her. You know what I'm saying? Have your stuff together before you call her. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Please.
And serious call, you know what I'm saying? And be businesslike. That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, because we're the ones representing you guys, and, you know, we want the people that's really ready. You guys got your music, your EPs. You guys got, you know, their edit, their, you know, their mix and master correctly. And you guys come to me with that and do it the right way, and I guarantee you this will benefit you guys, especially with your career, you know. And like Derek was saying, you know, he's not just talking about helping just himself. He's talking about helping the community. So he'll be out here. He'll be in California. If you guys don't know who that is, his name on Facebook is Derek Johnson. And he is the management of Savage Life Entertainment, and he's doing a lot of things when it comes to the indie artists. But you guys have to be prepared. You guys have to be mentally and physically ready for this opportunity, you know. And you have to put in, you know, you have to pay for what you want in life. So, you know, if the price is right for you and you're ready to make those moves and you have your ends correct, please, please hit me up, and I will do my best to get you guys where you guys need to be.
That's what I'm talking about. Morton's dream. There you go. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Yeah,
yes,
that's
exactly.
What I'm so tell us about your show and what about your show that you have on Blackout.
Oh, and also,
so
right, that's not just it. I'm also a host on Blackout Radio as well, and we also indie welcome, and we'll play your songs on our show as well. Also on Wednesday, I actually have a host, one of my friends. She's going to be coming in with me. And we're going to go live on Wednesdays for Bump It or Dump It. So if you feel your song is ready to be played on Blackout Radio, enter it in Bump It or Dump It, and we'll let the viewers and the listeners vote your song into Friday's night's station. So that's also something I'm doing. Also, July 31st, we're switching it up. I mentioned it on my show that we're going to be having Gospel Sunday. So that's a show you do not want to miss out. You know, we all need the good word, and I figured let's go outside the box, and I pulled some magnificent gospel singers. Two ladies, they will be my special guests. One of them is already I'm not going to give all the goods, but she's amazing. She'll let you guys know the day of the show, so you guys do not want to miss out. That is at 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it's going to be a nice show. And I really appreciate your time. You guys have a nice day.
It's one show. I'll talk to you soon.
Same to you. Okay.
Can we get another caller?
No, 919-417.
Hey, this is Tupac Tina Jackson from Raleigh and City. How y'all doing today?
Hey, what's up, Tupac? What's going on in North Carolina?
Yeah, you know it.
So what's going on?
I got a little freestyle for y'all today. I want a little freestyle song.
Straight out of North Carolina, gone.
Yeah, off the top of the head. Here I go. I've been rubber banding it up, getting to the bag. I be hopping out the cut. You know I got the body in the trunk, 7-10 toes. Niggas get murked. Fuck with me. Get you just put on a t-shirt. I be fucking all lit. And I turn up, get to the bag legit. Get to another number bag, I'll get it, bitch. When I say it's money over the making, I get it. Get to the bag and run it up again. Get it.
Yep.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about off the top of the head. You know what I'm saying? Not
yeah.
written. That's
yep, top
of the head.
Not written. Top of the
head. That's freestyle.
Yep. Yeah.
That's the original freestyle, okay? So don't get it twisted. Yeah, a lot of y'all is good because y'all write shit. But y'all don't know, y'all can't freestyle like this, though.
Yep.
That's the difference. That written shit, yeah, they're going to outwrite you. So they sit there and thinking and all of that. And they take a taste to write up a rhyme. No. What we did was right
yeah.
off the top of the head. That's the original. We want to talk about
yep.
the original art. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go here. You know what I'm saying? But I'm letting you know. She knows.
Yeah.
Hip hop rules still exist.
Yeah, it is.
You have to have skills, rap skills. When you talk about freestyle, that means off the top of your head. Other than them couldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you letting me call in, Mel. Huh?
Yeah, so tell us about the show.
You said what?
Tell us about the show.
I appreciate you for letting me call in today.
Yes, okay. Thanks for calling in.
All right, have a great day.
You too.
All right.
Can we get another caller?
978-891.
Hey, family. And Jules.
What's up?
How's it going?
What's up?
Hey. What's up, OMF Posse and Black Tear? It's Ann Jules calling to show my support for my family on Blackout Radio because you guys are doing things, and I see you, and I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you so much. Can you hear me, y'all?
Can you hear us?
All right, cool. How are you guys doing today?
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. That's first and foremost. You know what I'm saying? Some music, you know what I'm saying? I sent you some music. You know what I'm saying? We're working on some music. My music is going to be coming out next month. I sent a lot of music, sent you music from the OMF Posse from Peace Center and this and that. And I was blessed to have it, have this dummy played on Cheesetown Radio yesterday. Yeah, I mean, Friday, I mean. So I'm just blessed, man. And just networking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what's going on with you?
Well, I'm really happy to hear that, my brother, because I really enjoy your music. I enjoy your message. I enjoy your vibe, and I support you. So I'm really happy to hear that you're getting that stuff out. And like I said, send it to the Universal Hip Hop Museum Radio, which plays music 24/7, 365, you know, because that music that you got, especially the one that you have on your show, is something that everybody needs to hear. And I'm really grateful that your message is being spread out. And I hope that you see much success in all that you do, from, you know, from everything that you do. And I'm sure there's more that we don't even know about that you got going on. So I'm very, very happy to hear that this stuff is getting out there, because more people out there need to hear your message. Because hip hop was created to uplift humanity, you know, and that needs to be said and heard, and people need to vibe in that frequency, because change has got to come, you know, and it's inside us all. And you're a wise man. You have a lot of wisdom. I respect my elders, and I respect your message. So keep shining, my family.
Oh, well, you know what I'm saying. It's the support. It's about the art.
Yes, most definitely.
Like, you know, the game was made. See, hip hop was from me. It wasn't hip hop. That's what I try to tell everybody. It wasn't hip hop. It was rap.
Yeah.
You had to have rap skills, rap talent. That you couldn't get on the mic unless you could bust a flow, right?
Yeah.
You couldn't. You had to bust a flow first. You had to freestyle first. That means and not sitting in the corner and writing down these raps. That's not what freestyle is. So, the original art form. You see, that's what I'm saying. We need to change. We need to make a documentary. We need to get the brothers from the hood. You know what I'm saying? Because they got no money. And they talk about the documentary. They got to let everybody know. You had to be there and all that. In order for you to know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they didn't have cell phones. We didn't have Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We didn't have that. You had to be in it to know. You know what I'm saying? So tell a story. We could tell a story better than them. We can tell you the exact story. You know what I'm saying? Without the DJ, there ain't no hip hop.
Amen to that, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, DJs. So true.
The reason why hip hop exists, it was the DJ to get on the mic.
Yes.
You had to go to the DJ to play your song. You know,
yes.
So how you talking? That's what I'm saying. You got to twist it. You got to twist it. And
right.
Take yourself until you bust the mic. Get on the mic. Don't call yourself a rapper if you can't freestyle. I said it. That's the rules of hip hop. That's the rules of hip hop. Original art form. Know your art form before you get into hip hop. See, that's why I got these people in hip hop, and they don't know the art form because nobody taught them. That's why they shake their ass and do all that. We're all kind of comic book characters, you know, looking like comic book characters.
You're talking now. Yes.
Got them names from. Let's start there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I grew up with the MC Light, you know, and the queens that were making, you know, queens that were rising, you know, and
listen to his name. Listen to.
Say it again, my brother. You were cutting out.
And the women. Yeah, I said, you would think about it. You said Queen Latifah and MC Light. Look at the names they have. Look at the names names they got now. And look how they represent women now.
I know. It's nuts. Yeah. I'm glad you said that, my brother. I've been fighting for that cause too, you know. you're right, because it makes
and the thing about it, everybody has a voice. I have no problem with you saying what you have to say. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's voice have a voice in hip hop.
Yes.
But we keep it real.
Exactly. And I appreciate that.
Don't disrespect the art form and don't disrespect the people that started this, and we ain't got no problem.
Exactly. You got it. I am very grateful to have the opportunity to work with a legendary DJ who was on tour with Curtis Blow. He even went on tour with George Clinton in the day. He's part of Sugar Hill Gang, Rob Benoist Temple, which is music that I've heard since I was a child. I was born in 1970, so I know what you're talking about. You know, I know about the B-sides and all that, and how hip-hop was created as an art form. I've supported it since I was born. I've supported the messages, and I'm very grateful that someone like Rob Benoist Temple actually gave us one of the tracks that Grandmaster Flash and, you know, Hen Dog and, you know, Wanda Mike, his cousin, he said no to, and we're so excited. I know I've talked to you guys. It's like a broken record, but I'm just so excited to get this thing back. You know, we got a little bit more work to do in the studio, and we're dropping that track. I spoke to Yvonne Temple after losing her father and her mentor and her hero, and he was definitely a mentor to me and Jay. He definitely, you know, helped to develop my skills as a singer, and Jay as a singer and a rapper, and to collaborate with this man and call him my bandmate is just a blessing from the Most High. I'm telling you, it's divine intervention, and I'm so very grateful to be able to keep continuing, and, you know, the Most High with his blessing, that I'm able to continue working on this track and release it and send it out and get this message and get this out there for the people and let his music live on and his honor, you know, because we're going to blast this out. That was the plan, and that man deserves it. The Temple Dynasty deserves it after what he's been through with Jive Records back in the day, the way that he was treated. I'm definitely, you know, getting ready to do this, and I'm excited. And our plans, just because we lost him, he's in heaven. He's watching over us right now. We got backing spiritually, you know, mentally, physically. We're in the right space. So we're just really grateful and happy to release this track. And we're so grateful to you and Blackout Radio and all our fans. We're grateful to everyone, all of our supporters that have been through, you know, the whole pathway with us, from Royal Crush Takeover to Princess of New Hood to Carlito 810 to LeVar Hayes, hashtag Run Tell That, Terry Moorer, so many wonderful people out there of all walks of life. So we thank you, all our callers, all the listeners, you guys. I hope you're listening. And if you're not calling in and pressing one and getting on here, this is where it's at. And if you want to change your life, then you call in. And Blackout Radio is heard by 42,000 people right now. So we are changing the world, people, and I'm very grateful to be a part of it. And I'm here to show my support. I started doing this in 2015 when Eddie started, and I'll call in as many times as I can, whether I feel good or not, because I represent the Crip Hop Nation, the disabled, deaf, sick, elderly, blind, and the poor. We have an organization out there. If you're listening and you're an artist, look us up. You know, we provide a platform for you people to get your artwork and your creativity and your divinity out into the world, because we need more of that nowadays, especially. So thank you so much for letting me do my thing. And I love you guys, kings, my brothers, my family. With all due respect, I will end my session here promoting, and I thank you so much for letting me do this. And, you definitely send me that track, and I'll hit you up with my number, too, so we can stay connected outside of Facebook like I do with all the rest of the Blackout family.
Yeah, thank you. You know what I'm saying? No, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And if you need representation or if you need any help, I can help you with that too. My friend Terry Moore has worked with MC Light and Queen Latifah and Sinead O'Connor in the industry as a disabled artist himself or disability speaker. He's also very, very good at what he does. He's involved with Legal Shield, and I've connected a lot of people from Blackout Radio to him so he can help you guys, you know, stay protected and not, you know, get taken advantage by the dogs out there. And I know there's a lot of snakes and dogs out there in the garden. We got to keep them out. So if you need that, I'm sure you guys, maybe hopefully you already have representation and all your publishing rights in your pocket. Not that it's a lot anymore, but it means, you know, it means something. So I hope that, you know, if you need any help, you know you can call, and I'm here to help you guys. So on that note, you guys take care. Many blessings to you, and thank you so much. Salute, family. Oh, if anybody doesn't know, you can check us out on agelessangels.com or agelessangelsmusic.com. Sorry, I'm getting all excited. And then we're on all the platforms. We got the Reality, Sweet Loving Lines, and My Part for Humanity. Rob DeNoy has actually remixed our last track that we made, which is The Reality. It's a dance track. It's kind of cool. It's got all our music has positive messages out there. That's the legacy we're going to leave. So you guys, thank you so much, my brothers. Kings, keep going, and believe in yourselves, love yourselves, and stay safe out there.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to keep, because, you know, Rapper's Delight will always be there. So, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to keep that song alive. You know what I'm saying?
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you know the story about what happened to them. Did
yeah,
you see
you
that
know what
Netflix?
I'm saying? So,
I want my name back? Yeah. It's messed up. That's what I'm talking about. You got to have good representation. So you don't get screwed over.
Yeah, rap is the reason why hip hop exists. So it'll always be there. So that will always be there in our heart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's
definitely.
So
most
that,
definitely.
That song will live on. The DJ will live on. Big Bang Hank will live on. Rest in peace to them. On the mic is still here. You know what I'm saying? Master G is still here. Without them, they ain't no hip hop. So give them some respect, man.
Most
that's
definitely.
And
that's
I'm gonna
my family right there.
All
right, my brother.
That's what I tell everybody to get on the mic. You never know what opportunity can happen for you. So there's your blessing right there. A lot of people don't want to call in radio, but I'll let you go. But thank you for calling in.
Most definitely. Thank
you
for everything you do, too, to represent in the art form of hip hop. I see you and I love
you
guys. You. All right. Peace.
Thank you.
Salute, fam.
Yeah, can we take another caller?
626-495. How y'all doing? It's
hey,
your boy Black Melrose. How you doing? I'm just calling
I'm
to
so
check
glad.
In with y'all.
So what's going on?
No, just calling to check in with you guys, tell you guys you're doing a good job on your radio show. And I also want to promote my song, check my status on SoundCloud. Anybody get a chance, check that out.
Yeah. And give us a little background on you. You know what I'm saying? Just a little background.
Well, me, I'm born and raised in Pasadena, California. I've been to everybody's hood. I probably dated somebody's auntie. I'm an old dude, still getting out there, still finding my genre because I got so many genres. I don't know which one to settle down with, so I'm going to just keep it going.
Yeah, so how did you get into hip-hop?
Actually, it was a calling. I wasn't even supposed to get into hip-hop. It was like God stopped one thing and brought in another gift that I already had. So I used to play the drums back in the day. but I never spit any verses or anything. And I always told people every man should spit a verse before they end up in a hearse. I always told people that.
Yep. So yeah. So let us know what where you can find me.
Where you can find me. Well, I don't do IG. You guys can find me on SoundCloud and Facebook, and that would be Dougie Gray, Black Melrose, and that would be Facebook, and then Black Melrose for SoundCloud.
Okay. So send that song, check what you said. What's the name of that song you said that you have out? Check the status.
Yeah. Yeah, check my
status. Yeah, send it to me to redheadron48@gmail.com so I can play it on the show.
Roger that. We'll do that.
And you can hit me up on Facebook, on Instagram, and Twitter under OMF Posse, and we can set up an interview so we can talk to you some more. And set up an interview for you to come on the show.
Sounds like a plan. I'll be honest.
Right. Yeah. So hit me up on Facebook if you're not already have. And holler at me and you set up a time for you to have an interview.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And send me the music too, so I can play it on the radio. I mean, on the radio show.
Okay. Sounds like a plan, brother.
Thank you for calling, my brother.
Thank you. You guys have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Can we play Peace, Innocence, Blood, Sweat, and Tears real quick?
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
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 Cause I have to, son, cause it's in me. I know you wanna be like me. Blood, sweat, and tears all day. Got a soul all day. So I'ma tell you what to do. And if you wanna blow and you really want the truth, you know I got those. Yeah, you know I got those. Blood, sweat, and tears. Ooh.
Sweat and tears,
blood, sweat, 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 and tears. We live and die, and we all move on, but when the loved one's gone, it's hard to move on, and reality's right there, so you shouldn't be scared. Keep your head to the sky, and I'ma tell you why. God is great, like the dreads up in your head. I'm giant like a Nephilim, spiritual like Elohim. You fall asleep, and I be all up in your dreams. It's hard for me to sing in a strange land, but how can you survive when they killing off the black man? Remember when they brought us here in spaceships? Duh, I mean slave ships. We ain't gonna never forget. The world is insane, the president say change. And just like the rebel, can you feel my pain? If your mouth wasn't running, you didn't see it coming. Blood, sweat, and tears, hold up, here come my woman.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
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 We've been down this road so long, and ain't no coming back. So we think about our future, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm
in the know, been in the know. And every day I thank the Lord for blessing me and showing me all the things I need to see. I got you caught up in something, sure to keep your eyes jumping. True life plan, break you off a little something, something. All you see, see, it's not too much alive. Here's your girl's mind, step in front and say hi. Then you come home and find out that your girl ain't right. They hope you wedding just, cause it's all about us. When it comes to a broad or a Jeep, which one you think I trust?
Which one you think I trust? Which one you think I trust?
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Blood, sweat, tears.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Blood, sweat, tears.
Blood, sweat, tears.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Blood, sweat, tears.
Blood, sweat, tears.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Blood, sweat, tears.
Blood, sweat, tears.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Blood, sweat, tears.
Yeah.
Blood, sweat, tears.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Blood, sweat, tears.
Blood, sweat, tears.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Blood, sweat, tears.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Blood, sweat, tears.
Blood, sweat, tears.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah, we back. And that was my boy, P. Sinister, Blood, Sweat, and Tears from San Francisco. So we can take a call, another caller.
661-772.
What's going on, fellas? It's Pastor Don, Junior CEO. I like that track y'all just played. It was real dope, man.
Yeah, thank you, my brother. That's another song that we coming out with. It's the Ole Miss Posse. That's my boy. It was a member of the Ole Miss Posse. His name is Pete Sinister. He's from San Francisco, so we coming out of San Francisco. We're going to try to put San Francisco back on the map. That's what time it is.
That's good, man. That has a lot of power to it, man. I have a radio network myself. We go out to 3 million households, and we're syndicated in 25 AM and FM radio markets. I definitely want y'all to link me up with Buddy so I can help him out, man. As black people, we got to unify and work together. If we're working on two separate ends of the earth, and with all this COVID-19 stuff, and now more than ever, would it be an election year, we really got to work together. We got to get Agent Orange out the building.
That's what I'm talking about. So give us a little background about you, Rip, and where we can hit you up, like you said, for us to send your music and everything.
Okay, well, first off, I've been in business July the 4th, made 23 years. I've been a pastor for 17 years. I've lived in 40 out of 50 states, and I've been on over 4,500 radio shows like this. I have the winning team, and our whole purpose of the winning team is we have a label owners, CEOs, executives, business fellows. We work together. What I mean by that is, like back in the day with the barter system, when you had some oranges and some potatoes, and then y'all have a whole meal because everybody put something into the plate. It's a lot of resources and technology that we don't know about, and it's 300 winning team members. And what we do is we trade information, and we help people to get behind their projects so they can get more exposure. And, you know, sometimes people run out of money. And when you run out of money, that's when you see who your real friends are. You know, my direct – when you run out of money, that's when you see who your real friends are. My whole goal and purpose is to unify and connect people to the right resources without not breaking their pockets. A lot of times, people, they'll spend $200 for a pair of Jordans, but they won't spend $202 to put behind their career. And they got these great records, but nobody knows it because nobody wants to like, share, or pass it off to somebody else. So the whole idea of us working together, we're like ants. Ants can lift 100 times their body weight, but when they all get together, they can lift grasshoppers. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to get in, work with the right people, learn some new stuff, and it's not about what you don't have. It's about making being effective with limited resources. My direct number is 661-772-3035. Anybody can text me, call me at any time. I work 24 hours a day. I don't have a regular job. I'm a pastor 24/7. I cuss, I smoke, and I drink, but I keep it real. Yeah, I don't want y'all seeing me come out of the liquor store, and y'all like, oh, I can't believe the pastor having a drink. Well, you know, sometimes the pastor needs a drink, too. You got 300 people. People have issues. But the realest thing that I can say to y'all is, with y'all having this platform, y'all giving people exposure and opportunity. And what they don't realize is, when y'all do these shows, it's recorded, and they can download their song a million times. And if we don't help each other out, you'll never get to the next level. So once again, I'm Pastor Don Jr., CEO. There's some other winning team members that should have called in. We're promoting your show right now. We're putting it on Facebook and Instagram, putting it out there for you. But I really like what y'all are doing, and it's hard to find brothers doing the right thing. Most people get behind negative situations.
That's what time it is. And you said it all. There ain't nothing else I can say. You know what I'm saying? You about to say it all, man. You know what I'm saying? You broke it down. There's not much more I can say on that situation. You know what I'm saying? But you're right, though. We crabs, you know what the problem is, my brother? We got crabs in the bucket. Just because your record don't sell, you mad, right? And they want to help me make mine. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? We can get together. We all make some money, like we just said. If we think like that, we don't think like that.
Well, you know what it is, Sue?
We crabs in the bucket, like my grandmother used to say. You know what I'm saying? You want to call us old and ancient. It's true. Today is 2020. We crabs in the bucket. You just said
yes.
It. You know what I'm saying? Yes. You mad because your records don't make it. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to promote somebody else. You never know that person that you don't want to promote might like your shit and might want you to come down and be down with them, and we're going to make some money. You know, you never know. You
right.
Just said it.
Right. But the biggest thing that I've learned about this industry, when they stop selling the record stores and they you know, you had back in the day, you had to wait in line all night to get a new Michael Jackson record. You know, now it's like they put a record out at 7 o'clock in the morning. At 7:05, it's either the hottest record in the world or it's the worst record in the world. But everybody gets on their Facebook and talk about it.
Man, people don't get out of bed till 7 o'clock. They might look at you like, you see what I'm saying? People don't get out of bed till 12. No wonder your records don't sell.
I got one for you. When you hand a DJ a record, the DJ's handing you 20 of his records.
Thank you. Tell him, say it again. What did you say? Say it again. The DJ. Say it again.
You hand a DJ the record, they handing you 40 records.
They ain't going to hear it. Your record won't be played without the DJ. How you going to diss the DJ?
Yeah, that's a different world, man. I just appreciate brothers like you bringing the realness back to the game.
Man, we got the bucket, I'm trying to tell you, because they still, man.
How y'all promoting the show?
Huh?
How do y'all promote the show?
Well, we promote it every day, because we have hosts, all different hosts for this show. So we on the air probably every, one of the hosts is always, I'm on there every Wednesday, so we got one on Thursday. Got on one on Friday, so that's how we promote. Do this radio show. And also, I had a television show before, but it was canceled because of the coronavirus. They shut down the station. That's why I'm not doing my television show. But I had a television show too.
Oh, wow.
I was doing a lot of, and plus, I'm working on some music too. That's what I want to know. What's your... What's the email address to send the music to?
My full name, Donnell, Donnell, D as in victory, green, like the color of money, JR@gmail.com. So it's Donnell B. Green Jr. @gmail.com.
Donnell?
That's V.
Say it again, Donnell.
V as in victory. Green, like the color of money, JR.
Okay.
@gmail.com. That's my full legal government name.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Send me your music. Send me as much stuff. And even though your TV show is still not active, you can upload those shows to YouTube. See, the beautiful thing about the internet, it's 24 hours a day, it's working, and you never know who will see what. T.D. Jakes had a really rich white guy see a 7-minute clip of him. And that's why he became a billionaire. He was about to kill himself, heard TDJ speaking in the middle of the night at one of those paid advertisings where you pay the cable company to run your show. He seen a 7-minute clip of T.D. Jakes, and then that's how T.D. Jakes got all that money and got the powderhouse in Texas on, like, the pot of neck bone. So my point that I'm making to you, the shows that you already got in the can, you can put those on YouTube, and even though they're old to you, some people's never seen it before. It's the first time they hear it, and you never know who could stumble along on it.
Yeah, I have to go, like, you're right, and I have to go through the television station to do that. So I have to go through them first before I put it on YouTube. That's what I'm saying. But that's okay. I know what you're saying. People have been telling me that before, but I have to go through the television station to put the stuff on YouTube like that. But otherwise, and I would have been done it, you know what I'm saying? So, but like I said, I got this blessing working with Eddie. I've been working with him for the longest. Blackout Radio has been my blessing and stuff and getting out there. And working on my music finally coming out. Like I said, I'm going to send you all some music. I got a gospel song that I got. So we come from all different genres of music. So it's not just going to be hip-hop. It's not, my stuff ain't just going to be straight political and everything, conscious. We're going to open it up, you know, to have some fun with it. So we're going to hit all the genres. So I got a nice song I'm going to send you, a gospel song I'm going to send you. So look out for that.
You know, please. I'm looking for new artists and real people. Yeah. The thing about the business that makes it so important is new people are the lifeline of this business. People get into their cliques, like in the church, they have these certain people that sit in the same seat. Well, when you sit in the same seat, you don't get the full message. You can't always sit on the front row. You can't always sit in the back. You got to move around. So the more that we talk to each other and help one another out, like I got my girl in Texas, she getting people grants for like $20,000 right now. You could use something like that right now. You know, the money's out there. But you need to know the right people that's willing. It's not who you know, it's what they're willing to endorse for you.
Say it again.
It's not who you know, it's what they're willing to endorse for you. Then from the endorsement, it can be an enforcement of that endorsement. That's like when you pick up a check and you turn it over backwards, it says endorser. It don't say sign here, it says endorser. A lot of people, they don't pay attention to the signs, you know. And I've been in the business for 23 years, and I've seen people come and go. I've seen the biggest millionaires. I helped Tito Jackson get a Billboard chart success. I worked with Lenny Williams. Before Michelle A went on the Real R&B Divas, got her career back going, she had came on my radio show on the Winning Team Wednesday. So the whole idea is you don't know who's going to be hot tomorrow, so you got to watch how you step. But at the same instance, everybody has a wide open opportunity because of the internet. And overnight, you could be the biggest success, but who are you stepping on their toes as you're going up the ladder? You know, so you got to be careful about how you move and who you move with.
So I'd like to thank you. I don't mean to cut you off, but we're about to go off the air. I'd like to thank you for supporting the show and sending this message, because you just sent them, like I said, I have nothing else to say. You know what I'm saying? You just said it all. You know what I'm saying? Get off your butt and network, and you never know what will happen. I tell people to get on the radio. Ain't nobody want to get on. You see what you get, the opportunity you don't be missing? Because they want everybody to give them something. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to let you go. But thank you for calling. Like I said, I'm going to hit you up. I'm going to hit you up with the music. I'm going to send it to you the music. But like I said, hit me up. Friend me on Facebook under All Met Posse, Facebook and Instagram. And we set up a time so you come on the show and interview on the show so we can talk some more.
Amen. I will definitely be there. I'm planning you right now.
All right. So thank you for calling. Thank you for supporting the show.
Thank you for your time in aerospace.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, this is RMF. Thank you to all the supporters that called, all the callers that called and supported the show. And I'll talk to you next on Wednesday, July 15th. So have a good one. Stay safe. I'm out.
They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the
block, and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip hop, cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind, cause I'm the OMF Posse, and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you.